News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
People need to put down their phones and stop filming tragic road accidents in order just to share them on their social media. That's the call from the Irish Road Victims Association. I'm joined by their Vice President, Leo Leggio, who's on the line now. Good morning, Leo.
Good morning, Jonathan.
Can I ask you, this has become a very strange thing that people do now, as opposed to helping at the scene of a road traffic accident, as opposed to averting their eyes, which would have been the normal thing to do up to now, they take out their phones and start looking through the little screen. Is that because they're so accustomed to seeing things on their phone that they have to, it's easier to look through their phone as opposed to look with their eyes?
I think it's a lot of habit now, isn't it? It's habit. The first thing people do is come out, it's pull out their phone and film it and then start sharing it on Facebook and not thinking. Not thinking about the people that are in the crash, not thinking about the hole up that could be causing, and it's a vile thing to be doing, to be honest with you.
Yeah, because a lot of the time it's going to capture very graphic images that may end up in front of the eyes of someone who has lost a loved one.
Absolutely, because families like ours have seen images online. Before they even told what happened, and it's far too common. Like a crash, it's not entertainment. It's someone's worst day, possibly their last. Filming it just adds more pain. Like behind every crash, there's a family, a mother, a father, a brother, a sister, waiting for news. Can you just imagine seeing it online before you even get that knock on the door? Like getting that knock on the door is bad enough, but coming across it online before you're even told, it's just traumatizing.
We had that incident recently in Cork where people filmed as somebody was drowning, and the suggestion being that they didn't even throw in a life buoy. They were so busy filming this individual on their phones. Is it a generational thing? Is it that younger people just take out their phones too quickly and don't realise that they have a responsibility to help?
Yeah, I don't even know if it's a generational thing, because I've seen older people doing it as well, in their 30s and 40s doing it. But mostly, I suppose, it is with the generational thing, and it's all about the likes these days, isn't it? People want to get their likes on Facebook and Instagram, and I don't know. Where people's minds are, the first thing should be to help. What can I do to help? Not pull out your phone, or if you do pull out your phone, call 999. That's the thing to do.
Labour TD Duncan Smith is talking about making it an offence to record and publish images of tragic accidents like a road crash. Would that have an impact, do you think, on people's behaviour?
I think it's got to the stage where it's a necessity now, because we don't like to do things on our own bat. Like, we have to. Offences. It has to be an offence. I think it's the only way it's going to get through to people. Sadly to say that. I wish it didn't have to be to come that way. But like, as someone who lost a daughter in a road crash, I know the impact that this trauma causes, and the images don't go away. They're going to live online forever. And we're simply asking the people to protect others and do what they. Like, how would they feel if it was their loved one that someone was filming?
Okay.
People wouldn't like that.
Leo Leggio, Vice President of the Irish Road Victims Association, and sympathies on your own loss. And thank you very much for talking to us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.